Well, there were two populations. One population was the mulatto Harlem Renaissance Southern. Okay. They were the ones who bought the property on the 135th Street. 1909, built St. Philip, they came uptown, that kind of thing. So they like to trace their roots back, you know, to downtown, blah, 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 blah. That's their group. That's Johnny Hewitt stuff, okay. My stuff is, so what? We're here, and when this is a different ballgame. And that the church has to adapt, and we have to deal with the problems that are right in front of us. And
was there support from the Episcopal denomination large?
Oh, yeah. They felt we helped them be Christians. I told you I was a trustee of the cathedral, so I think you've been around me long enough. I'd open up my mouth.
Yeah.
I was on the Episcopal Mission Society, which is the camping, blah, 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 blah. So we got a couple of scholarships. And the people from Trinity, we grab them, so we get some scholarships for kids. But
so there wasn't... That wasn't necessarily a big challenge.
No. That was just another thing we were doing. So we were doing a lot of things. But at the core of it, we didn't realize that the gymnast over there around Weston, he knew everything going on. He was an absolute genius. That's why I use the word social genius. Absolute. Arrogant son of a bitch, but he, and he was quite, he was a theologian. We got along because I had dropped off into studying metaphysics and early influenced by reading Mary Baker Eddy, Christian Science, that kind of thing. Which helped me develop a greater faith, because I didn't understand, but I think reading a lot of Mary Baker's Eddy stuff gave me a deeper understanding of what it was to be a Christian and all that kind of nonsense. Weston used the parish luncheon as the jump-off thing. So we would get newspaper coverage, which is the Amsterdam News, etc. And we called Jimmy Hicks, and he was the editor. So we would get our coverage in the Amsterdam, you know. So the keynote speaker or speakers for our luncheons were all prominent Bible, but Weston knew them, and so that, you know, we knew how to play the game. We understood that. But the idea of playing the game, our framework was the social gospel. And Weston helped us, or it helped him, I don't know which way, even to this